You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Jubal Show on demand. First Date Follow-Up.
And welcome back to First Date Follow-Up Field. Why, there we go. There's my baseball music. Today we've got Janessa on the phone, and she's not getting a big call back from a date that she went on to the old ballpark. And swing and a miss. And every single time Janessa has done a First Date Follow-Up after she's been to a baseball game, she's been successful 4.3% of the time. So not a bad batting average for Janessa, but here she comes to take the plate to see if we can get her another date. Janessa, welcome to the show and tell us about Jimmy.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Not too bad. I wish I was an old baseball announcer. I could just ramble. But anyway, we got a first date follow-up to do. And you went out with a dude named Jimmy to a baseball game? That's what happened?
Yes. So, yeah, we met on Tinder first.
Okay.
Which is, I know, like, when people use Tinder, it's like for a certain reason. But I know some people who have had like actual good dates from Tinder.
That's true. Normally, when people find dates on Tinder, it usually leads to a home run 99% of the time. That's a good batting average if you're meeting somebody off of Tinder. But every once in a while, you do strike out. But not that much with Tinder. It's normally a lot of Netflix and chilling.
No home run. No home run for us. Okay. I really liked him. And he's like, he's usually not a guy that I would just go for, but like, I don't know. I matched with him and I ended up liking him. We talked for like a week. It was like text messages. I felt like, I was like a little kid again, kind of like, text until like 3 a.m. So it was like, it was so fun. It was so fun. And like, so that was great. And then we went on a date after like a week of talking, and it was the baseball game, and it was like, it was a great time. Like, who doesn't like to watch a bunch of men in tight pants?
I agree with that.
That is true. A lot of people like to watch men in tight pants.
Wow.
Some people call them baseball players. I call them ballerinas with an attitude. Anyway. Yes. So you wanted to go to the baseball game.
Yeah, and I'd never been to a baseball game before.
What?
Ever?
And so, I know. I'm not, like, a big sport person. And so, like, I didn't really know what I was watching. It's just, like, it's kind of, it's one of those things that was, like, on my list.
Okay.
You know, like, of things that I wanted to, The games are long. So, like, I got up, I don't know, 7 or 8 times or something, to get something to eat, to do a little walk around.
Yeah. It's hard to stay in your seats the whole time at a baseball game because, I mean, you might have lower back problems by the time you're done because you sit there for so long.
In those hard seats.
So long. After the game, we got up and, we went to a bar after. And then I didn't hear from him after. I texted a couple times and called a couple times, and anything after not hearing back, anything more than that kind of feels like I'm stalking.
Okay.
But you know.
Don't laugh like that after you say stalking because it just sounds scary. All right. So you haven't heard from him. Why? And you think it's maybe because you got up too much during the baseball game?
Well, I don't know, maybe, because I got up a bunch because it's a long game. Right. And, you know, I tried, I feel like, all the foods on the menu.
Okay.
So, I mean, was it one too many nachos? Or did I, you know, does he not like a girl who can eat? Give me a plate of ribs.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that sounds like a fun person to be around. We'll figure it out, though. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up right after this. This is Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Janessa is on the phone, and she met a dude named Jimmy on Tinder. They went to a baseball game. They went for drinks after the baseball game. She really liked him a lot, thought they had a great time, but he's not calling her back. And the only reason that Janessa can think of is because she got up a bunch. This was the first baseball game she's ever been to. She walked around a lot, and also maybe she ate too much because she got a lot of the snacks. And what was that thing that you said about the ribs again one more time?
Give me a plate of ribs.
I don't understand where that's going.
Yeah. So she ate a lot, so maybe he was turned off by that. I don't know. We're going to figure it out, though. We're about to call him, get him on the phone, and see if we can find out and maybe get Janessa another date. Here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number right now.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jimmy, please?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And mine's Alex from the same show.
And I'm Christian, also from the same show.
Yep, and your name is Jimmy, and I don't know what you do for a living, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, this is just a little confusing.
It's a radio show, and we're calling you because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay.
One of the things that we do is called a first date follow-up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up not calling them back after your date, they can email us to get you on the phone and go, hey, what's the deal with that, Jimmy? You went out on a date with somebody and now you're not calling them back and they wanted us to call you and ask why.
All right. I mean, I've actually on a few different services. You're going to have to, unfortunately, narrow it down.
Yeah. And you've ghosted that many girls recently?
I mean, I'm dating right now. I got out of a long-term relationship. Yeah, so.
All right. So,
I mean, there might be a few people.
All right. I'll narrow it down for you, okay? It rhymes with Janessa. It's Janessa. Her name's Janessa.
Okay. That was a trick question.
Yeah. Do you remember Janessa?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so Janessa told us that she went to a baseball game with you, and now you're not calling her back, and Janessa wants to know why.
Well, I mean, it's just a little, maybe petty of me, but, I mean, we went to the ball game, and, you know, it was a really good game, but to be honest, I mean, there was, a no-hitter going on and everything, and it was just, a really awesome game, and if it wasn't for the game being awesome, I probably would have, faked sick and gone home.
What? Really? It was that bad?
No, it wasn't that. I mean, I hate to be rude, but her laugh is really annoying.
Oh.
She does laugh a lot.
She laughs all the time. And it's I'm just, trying to watch the game. I'm pretty serious. I keep score and stuff. I just kind of want to watch the game. I mean, we had some hot dogs. We had some beer. And everything was fine. And then, she laughed at everything. And then I was like, oh, maybe she's nervous. And it's nervous laughter. And but she just laughed and laughed and laughed. And I was like, it's too much. And so I was just getting annoyed because I'm trying to watch the game. And she just keeps laughing. And, you know, it was just, and I couldn't get rid of her. Like, like, even afterwards, I was just like, oh, so I guess we'll just go home. And she's like, oh, no, let's just go to a bar. And I'm like, are you not getting the hint? So, like, I'm like, okay, I'll go for one drink, and then it'll be over. And then just, like, I felt like she, like, wanted even the night to continue. And I, not for me. I mean, I just was like, I got to work. I got to get up. And, I mean, she just wouldn't take a hint. I mean,
so you just really didn't like her laugh that much. We talked to her about your date, and she did laugh a lot. I didn't find the laugh to be, like, an annoying laugh. I thought she just laughs a lot, which sometimes can be kind of fun, especially if you're talking about eating a plate of ribs. But
I found it to be annoying, personally.
You did? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And? A little annoying. Well, I thought it's hard to follow along with sometimes for me, because I'm like, I couldn't understand words sometimes in the laugh, but she did laugh a lot. So that's the thing, though. That's the biggest thing, is that you found that she laughed too much, or her laugh was kind of annoying to you.
Well, try 3 hours of it.
It was only a few minutes we talked to her. But we're about to talk to her a little bit more, because she's actually on the line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, Janessa's on the line listening and wants to talk to you.
You could have just told me. I mean, you don't have to fake an illness or ghost somebody.
What am I going to say? Stop laughing? I can't tell you. I don't even know you. Like, we only texted before. I had no idea. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's pet peeve when people, like, talk too much. It's pet peeve when they make noises randomly, or, like, say things that don't need to be said. And, like, laughing.
Well, I don't know. You,
like,
scratch your too much, but what? I feel like as things go on, we
Well, that's a new development.
Didn't hear about that.
Talk about things.
Does Jimmy do that?
We had... Like, the way this man adjusts himself constantly, I think a lot of people would have a problem with.
What? Okay.
So, yeah, people do things that are annoying sometimes.
Listen, I don't do that. Like, I'm not, no. Like, what are you even talking about? Like,
what are you talking about? I had to hold your drink while the other hand was doing whatever it was doing.
Yeah, like, oh, God.
It was just...
I don't even know what you're talking.
Listen.
That's insane.
Okay, well, then maybe you need to see a doctor. I don't know. I'm trying to say is I was willing to go out again with that. And so if you think I laugh too much, we can talk about it. I think we should try another time, and maybe you adjust less, and maybe I'll laugh less.
Oh, I like that idea.
I think we had something.
What do you think, Jimmy?
I think.
Would you like to go out on another date with Janessa? We'll pay for it.
I think I would just like to keep dating other people and not limit myself at this point. Aww. And I appreciate the fact that you were willing to go to that ball game with me. Not a lot of dates want to do something like that, but it's not really. I didn't really feel a connection. I'm sorry.
Wow. I am a person of joy, and I'll find someone else to have fun with.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, well, I guess the fact that you're dating so many people really lends itself to you itching down there a lot. So good luck with that. And I'm really glad it wasn't a home run. Okay.
Okay.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.